This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, June 15th, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. At the annual conference of the UN's International Labour Organization taking place in Geneva, June 5th to 16th, are unionists calling for measures to improve health and safety, a just transition to more sustainable economies, and other issues of interest to working people. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. One of the labour leaders who spoke to the conference of 5,000 government, employer, and union representatives was Kemal Özkan, an Assistant General Secretary of the Global Union Industrial.
I'm speaking to you on behalf of 50 million members of Industrial Global Union, which represent the interests of workers in the whole manufacturing, energy and mining industries worldwide. Mining continues to be one of the most hazardous occupations in the world, and the drumbeat of catastrophic mining accidents continues to horrify all reasonable people. What is worse is that these catastrophes are the tip of the iceberg, since many more workers die of occupational diseases than of sudden and violent accidents, and these deaths are largely invisible. Industrial Global Union considers occupational health and safety to be a matter of workers' rights and is deeply concerned that these rights continue to be violated around the world in the mining industry. The principal rights of workers include, first, the right to know about the hazards of their work fully and completely, and to receive the necessary training and education to do this work safely. Second, the right to refuse or shut down unsafe work without fear of repercussions. And the third, the right to participate fully in the development and implementation of health and safety policies, programs, procedures, and including risk assessments. This last point can only be achieved through effective joint health and safety committees and workers' representatives elected freely by the workers themselves.
Another labor leader who spoke to the delegates attending the ILO conference in Geneva was Stephen Cotton, the General Secretary of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. He argued for respect for labor rights as human rights and action towards greener economies.
Green jobs are the forefront of the ITF's policies on promoting the future of public service. We are investing in the ITUC's just transition, looking for ways that we as a transport workers can shape decent work on a sustainable planet. On labour migration, we are experiencing issues across our sectors in fishing, trucking, with various degrees of discrimination and denial of fundamental rights of freedom of association and collective bargaining. Let's be clear. Labour rights are human rights, enabling rights, and must be implemented everywhere. Looking more broadly at the ILO's agenda, the ITF is committed to ensuring that decent work is for all. We have worked for many years with the ILO across all the different sectors. We achieved the groundbreaking Maritime Labour Convention, a sector solution to deal with those issues. Under Convention 188 on forced labour on ship in fishing, we have taken part in health and safety discussions in docks and road transport. We are fully engaged in this system, which we wholeheartedly believe in, and we will continue to promote amongst our members and wider stakeholders. Only by working collaboratively in a tripartite way will we be able to achieve a better future for working people and our societies.
Ambit Yusun, the General Secretary of the Building and Woodworkers International, used his speech at the ILO conference to call for the release of a union leader imprisoned in South Korea.
Last year, when I spoke at this conference, I raised the case of Han Sang-gun, President of the Korean Confederation of Trade Union, who was in prison at the time. He still remains in prison as we meet today. We hope that with the recent election of Moon Jae-in as president will mark a new era of genuine democracy and an end to trade union repression. The liberation of Han Sang-gun and other labor leaders and the full respect of labor rights should be the first step the government takes to this new path.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.